Welcome back. This is the Life, Business, and Money Radio Show. I am Stephen Kay, your host, taking you through this edition, which is all about your health and how it impacts your life. So if you have a question about how to be healthier, whether it's exercise or nutrition, you can call in. The experts are here. We just got done with Umberto Coppola from 130 Fitness, and we're about to introduce Dr. Dan Cuney, our customized clinical nutritionist. And he's pointing at my breakfast right now saying, big shame, big shame. But before I get to Dr. Dan, if you have a question or comment, you can call in 713-783-8365. If you're listening to us live, you'll reach us right here on the show. And if you're listening to a podcast, you'll reach me at my office. And of course, if your question is about your health and nutrition, I'm going to make sure to get you in touch with Dr. Dan because he's the expert who can take care of you. So that number is available to you 24/7, 713-STEPHEN-KAY. That's 713-783-8365. Of course, you can shoot an email to me at stephenklive.com, and there's more information and resources available on our website as well. Now, Dr. Dan, I'm just going to ignore that you found my naughty breakfast. And we're going to get right into today's topic.
I don't know if we can ignore that, Steve. we might have to actually talk about it for a second.
You're going
to
start on me about my Pop-Tarts, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, we've done, what, four shows now on the first four worst toxins that you can put in your body. So I just Googled real quick. That's the wonderful thing about the internet. So we have Pop-Tarts that, let's just name a couple of things that are bad in here. So we've got sugar, we've got vegetable oil, we've got corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup, and partially hydrogenated soybean oil. Now tell me what partially hydrogenated means. It has trans fats, which cause cancer, heart disease, and we're linking it now to autoimmunity. So go ahead and have your Pop-Tarts. See how they do.
I haven't eaten them yet. They're just sitting there.
Actually, let's burn them.
Do they burn?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. Can your body actually... And I haven't even talked about the fact that, you know, the enriched flour in there has actually no nutrition. So the only thing that has any resemblance of nutrition in there is the sprayed-on chemicals that they call vitamins, which aren't really vitamins. But let's get back to grass-fed beef.
Thanks for making me feel better about that. But, you know, this is why we have experts like Dr. Dan here, because we get into habits about what we eat because it's quick, it's easy, and I'm just as guilty, obviously. And if you're really concerned about your health and wellness, you want to make sure that you start doing the right things. And slowly but surely, Dr. Dan is getting me on the right track. And of course, one of these areas is beef. Now you think, well, beef is high in protein. It must be good for you. But he says there are different types of beef, and most of us are eating the wrong time when it comes to what the beef is fed with. And of course, what the animal is fed with gets put into the food that we create, and that's being put into our body. So if it's being fed with things that aren't necessarily good for us, I take it that's why this is an important topic today.
It certainly is, Stephen. As a matter of fact, I have lots of patients that come in and say, I just don't eat beef. And they say, you know, I've heard so many things. We've linked beef to cancer, da 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 da. You know, they've read all the articles. They see the popular press. And so they just stay away from beef. But I'm here to tell you that I eat beef and I eat it often. Now, you'd say as a nutritionist, whoa, what the heck's that about? Why would you eat beef? Haven't you seen the popular press? And, you know, I don't go by the popular press. I go by traditional diets. I go by what's been working for thousands of years, what God's put in the planet in the way that he's put it on here. And we've talked about that many, many times. Mm-hmm. And when we get to beef, when God put cows on the planet, what do cows normally eat?
They eat grass.
That's right. And you think there might be a reason for that. And it turns out that science has proven that God knows what he's doing. So basically what happens is that here's just a couple key points with it, and we'll go through this as we go. But, you know, grass-fed beef has 2 to 4 times richer in omega-3 fatty acids. Now, you may have heard of omega-3s because everybody talks about you need to get your fish oil, which is omega-3s, right? And that they're very healthy for you. They keep down inflammation. They feed your brain. They're very good for you. So people tell you to eat lots of fish.
Right.
Well, interestingly enough, the ratio, and this gets a little complicated, sorry guys, but there's an omega-6 to omega-3 ratio. And that omega-6 to omega-3 ratio in fish is very similar as in grass-fed beef. But it's flipped completely when you go into grain-fed beef, and we'll explain why in a minute. Then we have, there's the the saturated fats are not as intense in the grass-fed beef as they are in grain-fed beef. Now, I still feel like saturated fats are a healthy part of your diet, but it's interesting to see that there's more unsaturated fats in grass-fed beef. And then we have at least three times, sometimes five times higher, the conjugated linoleic acid, say that five times fast, so we call it CLA, and in grass-fed beef. Now, who cares? Well, because that's been known to, or been quoted as being an anti-cancer fat. It's got over 400% more vitamin A, okay, in it, and vitamin E. Well, that sounds kind of important. Vitamin A is very good for our immune system. Vitamin E helps us with our thyroid and many other issues. And just to make people feel, you know, better, there's barely any, or the, I don't even know if they've ever even found any mad cow disease in grass-fed beef. So there's just a few points, and we'll get into them more, but just a few points to get that you just say, maybe what I've just kind of assumed about beef is not true. And so I, you know, make sure that I get this healthier beef the way that God's put it on the planet.
Well, let's go back to your first point, and you've spelled this out in the article that you wrote for our newsletter very well. If you're listening to us and you want to read the information in detail that's in the article that Dr. Dan provided for our newsletter, you can get it online at stephenklive.com. Click the Read More link under today's episode next to Dan's face and under his name, and you'll find the article there. You will also find it on Dr. Dan's website, which is drdanwellness.com. You say that grass-fed beef is naturally lower in calories, which means we're not eating food that's going to, well, make us larger.
Yes. So, you know, we do have a little problem in our nation in that everyone's getting a little bit larger. Well, maybe not everyone, but a good percentage of the population is getting larger. So we have to start thinking a little bit about calories. Now, as you know, I'm not a calorie fiend. I don't advocate sitting and counting your calories every day. That's just way too much work for me. So I can't imagine what it would be for the average person. So
well, if the average person is me, meaning that they grab a Pop-Tart for breakfast, which is completely unhealthy, that shows how much time and thought we're putting in to what we actually eat.
Absolutely. And oh, by the way, this is a quick aside, but if you have an Android, and I think this is also on an Apple iPhone, there's a little app that you can download. It's called MyFitnessPal. And it's really cool because you can download it and you can type in what food you eat throughout the day, and it'll show you your calories, how much is fat, how much is you know all the different things, how much is carbohydrates and so on. Because you know I teach to really try to get those carbohydrates down. That's the main issue. So it's nice to actually take a look and say, and then you get done by the end of the day and say, wow, Dr. Dan says to be less than 60 carbohydrates to be really healthy, and I'm at 300. I think I got some work to do. You know what I mean? So that's a good thing.
I got to write that down. My Fitness Pal application for your smartphone or iPhone.
Yeah, and it links up with one on your actual computer too. So if you're at your computer, you can type it, and you know, so it's all linked, and you can even print stuff out from your computer and bring it into your nutritionist. So, you know, I don't have all my patients do this, but the ones that you don't want to be more conscious, they can do it and do it very easily.
Very cool. So, again, the app is MyFitnessPal.com, and I've been looking for an app on my phone that helps me with my health and nutrition.
Okay.
And there's so many of them, you never know which one to choose, which is why you always turn to a recommendation from a friend. So
I know what next week's radio show is going to be. So we're going to have you do MyFitnessPal for 7 days and come back and we'll review your diet.
Uh-oh.
How's that sound?
All right, I'll take up on that challenge. I'll take up on that challenge. The results are not going to be good, people. It is not going to be good at all. Back to grass-fed.
Yes, sir.
So it's lower in calories. It helps us eat healthier. We're not going to take in fats and other things, fatty acids and other things that could be good or that could be bad for our health. Is that right? Did I get all that right?
Yes, it's definitely going to be lower in calories. It's also going to be higher in the things that we want it to be in the good fats. Okay, so it's going to have good more of that conjugated linoleic acid. And like we said, what does that mean? Well, we know it combats arteriosclerosis, which is basically clogged arteries, reduces body fat, prevents and delays the onset of diabetes. Oh, why can beef prevent the onset of diabetes? Isn't that interesting how God does these things? And then most importantly, helps us fight cancer.
That's interesting. In the article, you say conjugated linoleic acid. Did I get that?
Yeah,
conjugated
that was pretty good.
linoleic acid, CLA, is a fat that's so healthy for you, it's been touted as the anti-cancer fat. That's amazing.
It is, and because everybody's so afraid of fat, they hear the word fat, and you know, they run away, they cower, they want to jump to the ground and not get hit by fat. Well, the reality of it is that's just a lot of misinformation. There are good fats, and actually, the bad fats we've talked about, these are man-made fats, the trans fats. Mm-hmm. Now, yes, you know, there's people that talk about saturated fats, and yes, the grass-fed beef will be lower in saturated fat than grain-fed beef will be. But still, we need those saturated fats, as we talked about time and time again, because they're very healthy for our brain, and that's and our we get 3 times the amount of energy from saturated fat than we do from carbohydrates. Can you see why that would mean that eating beef would be much better than eating a Pop-Tart? So I'd rather you get up this morning and have a grass-fed beef hamburger with no bun than having a Pop-Tart. So that's what we'll do next week.
That sounds like fun.
All right.
I could do a hamburger in the morning.
All right. See, we just have to flip people's ideas of what breakfast means.
Now, if you want more information on this, like I always say, if you are concerned with your health and the other things that we talk about here on LBM Radio, then talk to our experts. You can reach Dr. Dan directly. He's our customized clinical nutritionist here on LBM Radio. And if you'd like to consult with him, give him a call today. 713-295-9358 is his direct number. That's 713-295-9358. You can find him online at drdanwellness.com. There you'll get the same information that you get on our own show website and so much more. He has all of his own show archives up there ready to go. He has the articles that he's written for our newsletter at drdanwellness.com. Plus, he has so much more information that we can't get in on this show that go into healthy foods and unhealthy foods and all of the things that you should be watching out for you, your new own nutrition and wellness. So you can find it all online at drdanwellness.com. We'll be back on Life, Business, and Money, so stay right here. Welcome back. This is the Life, Business, and Money radio show. I'm Stephen Kay, and if you want to call in, just dial my name, 713-STEVENK. That's 713-783-8365. I'm here with Dr. Dan Cuney, our customized clinical nutritionist. He's here every week, concerned with your health, what you eat, how you can be healthier, how you can create better wellness in your life. That's what he does in his practice, and that's what he's here to teach you and me. And boy, is he teaching me hard today, because he found my breakfast and now I'm in trouble. So if you need Dr. Dan's help, call into the show at 713-783-8365. Shoot an email to me at stephenklive.com and find more of the information that he has provided for us under today's show on the website, stephenklive.com. Now, Dr. Dan, we're talking about why you recommend grass-fed beef versus the other types of grain-fed beef that we find in most of the grocery stores. And one of the things that you mentioned that, well, even I get confused by is we always hear this term omega-3, these terms omega-3 and omega-6, and, you know, we're being told that they're healthy for us, so we got to have more of them. But, you know, I really don't know what they are. You know, what's an omega? Why really is it important to me? Why is it better than the alpha? You know,
yeah,
what is this really all about, and how does it impact my health, and why should I be watching out for it more in my diet?
Well, the first thing to understand is that, you know, fats are made up in different configurations. And so in chemistry, we talk about different configurations all the time, and we have different names for it. So you've heard one I've talked about before is trans fats versus cis. Now, you've never heard me talk about cis, because no one talks about cis, because cis is the good kind, but trans is the bad kind, so that we talk about that. Well, the same thing kind of goes with this. So so this concept is just how they are linked together and how long the chains are. So, you know, omega-3 versus omega-6 versus omega-9 versus omega-12, you probably get that there's different lengths there, okay? So that's all you really need to know, because otherwise it gets too boring and you'll fall asleep. Now, the next thing to know is, yes, we do need to have a healthy, and that's key, healthy omega-3, 6, 9, 12, etc. All right? But the problem is, that there we get a lot of unhealthy omega-6 in our diet. Okay, so the funny thing is that what most people, the ratios, because there are supposed to be healthy ratios, most people talk about the healthy ratio is at least omega-6 to omega-3 is at the most 4-to-1. Most people say it should be 2-to-1, and there are some doctors out there that say it should be a 1-to-1 ratio. And I think the reality of it is it's probably more like a 2-to-1 ratio, so we should have 2 omega-6s for every omega-3. That's what 2-to-1 ratio means.
Okay.
And so the concept is that we have a society that most people live in the world that around 15 or 20 parts omega-6 to omega-3. So we're way on that omega-6 side. What does that mean to me? I don't care. Well, it means that you are much more tendency towards inflammation, much more tendency towards irritability, much more tendency towards attention deficit disorder. We've found that, ADD...
I'm sorry, what were we talking about?
Yeah, attention deficit disorder. Yeah, so we found that that a lot of ADD people will be around a 20-to-1 ratio, and even we found some kids that are as high as a 50-to-1 ratio because of their diets. And by the way, this only happens from diet. It doesn't happen from any other way. It's from eating things that we shouldn't be eating that have a lot of these unhealthy vegetable oils in it. So that's why when we mention the Pop-Tarts, I mention the vegetable oils, because we know that those vegetable oils are high in omega-6 and they're most likely rancid and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So this is the problem, is that we need to be more cognizant of what we're putting in our bodies, because it has a huge effect in creating the problems we have in our society. So that's why so many doctors tell you take fish oil, okay, because they've been able to turn things around. I mean, we have, we don't treat disease, but we treat the person. But we've seen people with multiple sclerosis, autoimmune disorders, and so on, get dramatic changes in their autoimmune disease, right, mm-hmm. by doing lots and lots and lots of omega-3. Well, Jet, that's insane. How could just feeling a lot of fish oil make such a huge change? But it does. So we know that omega-3 is really, really huge in our society, and it also leads us to believe that maybe that's one of the factors that leads people towards it, is not having enough omega-3. See, in other words, if it's a fix for it, that might mean that, say, you and I are really bad in our diets, or at least one of us is, and we're really bad in our diets, and we get really, really high omega-6s, and then we add in lots of trans fats that break down the cell lining, and then we add in the fact that we don't get, nutrition to make up for this, and we lead to something that doesn't make any sense, that our own body attacks itself. So there are reasons. We always like to try to go to the cause of the issue. So this is why omega-3 and omega-6 is such a big issue.
And, as far as every time we learn something new about nutrition, there's always seems to be, in some ways, I don't want to compare it to the medical world, but a lot of times when we learn something about nutrition, somebody's come out with a pill for it.
Mm-hmm.
We see pills that give us the omegas we need, and we see pills that give us other nutritional aspects that we're not getting in our diets. And that shows, again, going back to how our food is made, there aren't enough nutrients in it, unless if we look for foods that are more natural, that have the nutrients that God intended us to take in. So it's always good to find foods like that have what our bodies needs, and then make up for them with supplements where we really just can't get enough in a diet.
Certainly, and that's why we're talking about grass-fed beef today, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the omega-6 to 3 ratio in it is dramatically different. So let's just go over this. Grain-fed beef has an omega-6 to 3 ratio of 20 omega-6 to 1 part omega-3. Grass-fed beef has an omega-6 ratio of 0.16 omega-6 to 1 omega-3. So you can see that the ratio is almost completely flipped the opposite way. So it's actually saying that there's lots and lots of omega-3 in there. And if that's true, then it's very equal to what fish is at, and it's very equal to what fish oil would do for us. Now, That doesn't mean I'm telling you to stop taking fish oil, because I know we still get exposure to other things. We still have to reverse ratios and so on. But it does tell me that whenever possible, I'm eating grass-fed beef over grain-fed beef, because there's dramatic differences. We haven't even gotten into the fact that grass-fed beef is, if it's 100% grass-fed, you know, out in the free range, it's getting lots of vitamin A and vitamin D from the sun, and it's just going to be a healthier animal, which means we're going to be healthier. You know, there's reasons why, you know, we don't want to, you know, shove cows in a closet, and we call it a barn, and with no sun, and just keep shoving corn in its mouth, which may be genetically modified and has lots and lots and lots of omega-6s in it. It's just, and fattens them up really big. Well, maybe that's not exactly what we want to do.
That, when you put it like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so insane. Like, you know, a lot of people watch these movies that you see, you know, they're coming out all over the place, and they'll look at how they treat animals and do everything, and they'll just become a complete vegan and vegetarian. I told you I was a vegan for 3 years, not for that reason completely, but because I saw it help so many people. And but what I saw was I got healthier and healthier and healthier. I plateaued and then went downhill. So I had to learn what was the real truth. And the real truth is that, you know, if we go back to traditional diets, go back to the way that God put it, you know, instilled stuff to be on our planet, and we get grains and corns and wheats and oats, you know, when we decrease these things that are causing lots of omega-6s, and we increase our omega-3s and green leafy vegetables and spinach and broccoli and grasses, well, you're probably not going to eat a lot of grass. So that's when we go to animals that ate grass.
You know, it makes sense, by the way, what you just said, that, you know, because I was a vegetarian for a long time, not a pure vegan, but a vegetarian. And you do get healthier for a while, and then you plateau, and then you drop. And it makes sense to me, based on everything I learned from you, because what probably happens is, since you're not eating a lot of the bad things mm-hmm. in that type of diet, then your body's cleaning itself out.
Right.
And then you level out, but then you're not, you just cannot get all the nutrients you need from that diet, unless if you're either, you either change the diet or you take enough supplements to get them all. And I don't know if supplements is necessarily where we want to get all of our nutrients anyway.
Right. And you know, I work with vegetarians. Don't get me wrong. I work with vegans. And if that's what they're doing for, and that's where their choice is, I will help them as much as possible. You know, we'll get them on a natural protein powder. We'll start trying to get them, you know, mixing and matching their vegetables appropriately to have the right amino acids balance. But in my experience, in Weston Price's research, you know, what's found is that people who are vegans, vegetarians, will eventually drop off on their health. They will be more unhealthy. So don't let looking around to what everybody's doing on the standard American diet make it sound like, well, that means I can never eat beef. What it means, or meat, what it means is that maybe we can't do what everybody else is doing.
And on the other end of that equation, if you are a vegan or vegetarian because of certain things that you believe in, morally or otherwise, then just make sure that you find a way to replace the nutrients that you need through other means. And Dr. Dan can help you out with that as well. If you need Dr. Dan's help with your health, your nutrition, your diet, if you want to make sure you're doing what's best for your body so that you can live a long and healthy life, and prevent your chances, or at least lower your chances of having some major disease or illness, then you want to call him today. 713-295-9358 is his direct number. Of course, you can find him online in a lot of the research that he's done and the info that he provides on his website at drdanwellness.com. But at some point, you definitely should give him a call, get a consult, sit down with him, and talk to him about your diet and what you can do to change, and have him guide you through the process to a healthier well-being. 713-295-9358, or again online at drdanwellness.com. He will help you, like he's helping me, stopping to eat Pop-Tarts and all of the other bad things that you don't want to have in your diet. We've got to take a quick break and then wrap up our show for today. If you do have any questions or comments, again, for Dr. Dan, you can find him online at drdanwellness.com, and you can call him direct at 713-295-9358.